We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Next all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Go. Another playoff-style atmosphere at MSG tonight. Knicks taking on the Bulls. Knicks trying to get back to their winning ways after a tough loss to the Suns. And they would jump out the gates hot, man. RJ Julius were in their bag, playing with a chip on their shoulder. Knicks would take an 18-point lead in the first half. But this Bulls team had something to play for, man. This team is in 11th place right now, trying to get into the playing game. Been playing fairly well without Zach LaVine, and they would push the Knicks to the brink. At one point, taking a one-point lead in the third quarter. So we were looking for answers, and they were coming to fourth at the hands of one Emmanuel Quickly. IQ, what it do? 11 points in 6 minutes would bust this thing open in the fourth. And RJ and Julius would close this thing out, man. Knicks get the W, 113-94, 5-1 in the homestand, sole possession of fourth place. And yeah, man, that's how you end it. Salute to Knicks Nation, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CP Ashley Moore, CK2K. In the building, back to our winning ways, and it wasn't easy. Definitely was not easy. This Bull team gave us everything they wanted, everything they could, put out Zach LaVine, but give credit, man. RJ Julius, Emmanuel Quickly slammed the door on him in the fourth quarter, and back to our winning ways, man. CK, how you feeling, bro?
Feeling like the Knicks just they wanted to keep us invested in the game because we started out the game hot and looking like we were going to blow them out for the game. But they said, no, I want you guys to sit down and watch this game a little bit more because it got way too close for comfort. But then they ended up sealing the deal the way they did. We got Theo Pinson minutes tonight. I'm a happy boy. I'm a happy
Tibbs
boy.
Cleared Theo, the bench. I saw Kev. We went to the bench. I said Tibbs cleared the bench. We went bench mob tonight, man. It was one of those nights, a rare one.
Tip smiled. We got everything tonight, bro. Yeah, it was a fun-filled night.
Very interesting night. Ash, how you feeling?
Yeah, listen, we got a Tip smile. That's a rarity. And the fourth quarter, you know, the bench came alive. It was just everything that you needed. Emmanuel Quickly set things on fire. He actually, I think, you know, at one point, I want to say towards the end of the third, it was getting too close for comfort. Emmanuel Quickly put his cape on and came to save the day.
Big time.
I mean, also, I want to speak again about how impressive RJ is. Because in the first half, especially in that first quarter, he looked frustrated. But again, just speaking to that maturity, and I spoke about this on SNY, that RJ just has this ability that's so beyond his years to just not focus on what has already happened, not allowing himself to get caught up in the past, but focusing on each play, each possession, and how he can help this team win. And it's just so impressive for someone who's only 20 years old, having that kind of, you know, tunnel vision, that mentality. Yeah. It's such a gift, and it's such a gift to have on a team, and especially in a player. Julius Randle, obviously, he's just doing Julius Randle things. Obi Toppin, I mean, being able to see the way that Derrick Rose gets him involved, Obi shines in a game that's fast-paced, and I love finally being able to see him have some place that he feels he fits in on this team. And it may not be for the longevity of the game, but just having these moments where he shines is just – it's good to see because we were worried about Obi. We were worried about him there. So it's nice to see him in his bag, and he's really starting to get – comfortable, and I think with that comfortableness, he's really starting to feel like he fits in, and it's showing in the way that he plays and what he does with the amount of minutes that it does give him.
I thought, as you said, you know, he really pushed past the Phoenix game because he struggled. Phoenix game was a struggle for him and Julius, and I felt like they both, especially RJ, really came out with a chip on his shoulder and really wanted to get aggressive and attack early. And I thought that's what he did. Had a couple mistakes. You know, for the first time, I feel like this year, we saw publicly Tibbs chew him out for a couple of defensive lapses in the first quarter, marking him, beat him backdoor twice. You saw Tibbs really getting into RJ and hoping that he would improve. But I thought all in all, he stuck with it all night. 22 points, 9 of 15 from the floor, CK, 3 for 5 from downtown, had a couple of clutch buckets in the fourth as well. 7 boards, 6 dimes, 2 steals, 1 block. He was all over the stat sheet tonight, plus 20 on the night for RJ. What I also liked about him, bro, was that the shot selection. I liked the shot mix tonight. Yes, it was on the three-point line. Yes, he attacked the rim, but you also saw some nice pull-up mid-range, you know, off the dribble, something that we want to see him work on, especially going into next year. Thought RJ was overall solid performance by RJ tonight, big time.
Yeah, for sure. And, again, just speaks to RJ and his, you know, his contribution as a player. I can't speak more highly than I already do of just the way he's able to just kind of get out of his own head. That is such a gift as a player because a lot of the times that can really make or break your performance in a game. And a lot of the times people don't realize it, but you can be your own worst enemy. And sometimes you see a guy, things aren't clicking for him in the first and the second. That travels with him sometimes even after halftime, and it's just not his night.
Yeah.
RJ seems to just be able to, like, flip this switch in his head and, like, you know what? Whatever. It happened. I'm moving on. And it's just, you know, I can't be more proud of him than I already am. It's just, especially with, again, the night and day performances that we're seeing from last season to this season, just also the night and day mentality, I feel like. He knows who he is. And if this was old RJ, the fact that he had a bad first quarter, he had some bad moments, the noise of the crowd, all the eyes, things like that, it would have gotten to him. Now you're seeing a different type of RJ, and it's just, you know, it's great to see. I can't say enough about it.
Yep, he's developed the amnesia trait is what I say. Mm-hmm. A lot of the great players, they develop amnesia, meaning that they can take about 15 shots and make 2 of them, but they don't remember any of those missed shots because they know the next one is possibly going to be the one going, and RJ Barrett has definitely developed that this year. And it's funny you say flip the switch because that's been his thing. He does that before every game.
Yeah.
He flips the switch to let him know that it's game time, and you're seeing that truly come to fruition this year and this game specifically because – he got destroyed by Tom Thibodeau for everyone to see. Cameron was all up in his nostrils watching him get torn up by Tom Thibodeau, and he responded right away. He didn't take it. He didn't complain about it. He didn't get soft about it. No, he took the note, went out there, and he had a great rest of the game out there. I mean, he had a hard cover in Lauri Markkanen, who's a bigger dude than him, and you know, but RJ Barrett took the challenge and did what he was supposed to do. So. Yeah. Love what RJ Barrett did tonight. Love what RJ Barrett does every night. This kid is 20 years old, growing before our eyes. I love it, man.
And it speaks to what we were talking about last show when we were talking about an identity as a player, right? Because this is one of the criticisms and one of the reasons we said that Peyton is so inconsistent is because he doesn't really have an identity of who he is as a player. I think because RJ knows who he is and also, more importantly, knows who he wants to be as a player throughout his career – he's kind of able to pull himself back in, and that's why even the moments that he may be inconsistent, they're so far and in between, and he's able to kind of snap out of it, whereas you look at a player like Peyton, he'll have one good game, and then he goes on this streak where it's like he's just, who the heck is this person? Because this doesn't look like the person I saw where I was, like, rooting for him.
Yeah.
And that's just a lack of identity, and I think for someone, again, just 20 years old to know that about yourself and know who you want to be, is just it's incredible. And I definitely, I see the chat. I definitely am a RJ simp. Okay, put me in, coach. I am the captain of the RJ simp. That is for sure.
Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. This is Knicks Post Game Live presented by Manscaped. CPS, we more CK2K. We always get to Julie's last because you're just so automatic that it's almost a given these performances. But so I'm gonna go next to Nerlens. I'm going to Nerlens Noel next, man. 8 points, 8 rebounds, 3 dimes, 4 steals, 5 blocks for Nerlens Noel. Listen, man, Vucevic is a tough cover. On a one-on-one, he's a hard cover. Knicks tried to throw everything at him. The double teams, they trapped him. They did all that they could. They had Nerlens covering. They had Randle covering. Vucevic is going to get his. He came into this game averaging 19 and 15 against the Knicks. But I thought Nerlens' help defense is where he shines, and he shined bright tonight. The steals from behind the back on Vucevic, he got him twice. Got Vucevic, got Kobe White, got a couple other guys. 5 block shots in the paint for Nerlens Noel. And it was interesting to find out on the broadcast that he's now surpassed Mitch in terms of games started. So that was really interesting because I thought when they first got him in the offseason, I liked the pickup because I didn't feel like we were going to be dropping off as much from Mitch in the starting lineup. And then you even saw Noel start off the preseason starting. But now he's really locked in the center position, man. And this team being in fourth place, he has a lot to do with it. He has a lot to do with it, bro. Real talk, you cannot understate Nerlens Noel's contributions in Mitch's absence during this whole stretch to keep this team in the playoff hunt and in fourth place in the East. Real talk.
Nerlens,
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. CK, you say something?
Yeah, no, it's just impressive, man. 9 blocks as a team, and this man was responsible for 5 of them, bro. Yeah. Five of those 9 blocks. And like you mentioned, man, he's been very integral to everything that's been going on for this team during our win streak and just our stretch of games in the last month and some change. Shoot, since Mitch has been out, you know, and he's been doing such a good job. We're having conversations about him next to Rudy Gobert and all these guys that are up there for Defensive Player of the Year, and Nerlens Noel is right there in that conversation. I don't know if he's in the conversation for Defensive Player of the Year, but when they're talking about defense and blocking, Nerlens Noel's name comes up because he's been that, you know. I've talked about it several times before the season started. He was definitely one of my favorite pickups, and you know it was a rough start because he was looking like he was trying to find himself, but he definitely found himself. And then especially being thrown into the starting lineup the times he had to be thrown in the starting lineup, he's done a great job with it. I know the jokes are going on calling him ping pong paddle hands or whatever y'all call him, frying pan hands or whatever y'all call him, but he does the damn thing defensively. This man he got a checklist at this point of how many people are trying him at the rim, and he is stopping them every single time. So, yeah, man, Nerlens Noel has been great for us. I'm really happy that he's turned out the way he did. But like you said, you know, there's some conversations that need to be had.
I know the chat's going to hate me, but I stand by what I said. I believe if it's for the right price, I'm dumping Mitchell Robinson as much as it pains me to say it. Like, I like Mitch. I do, but I'm dumping him if depending on the price. Yeah. I mean, and not from a – not from a talent standpoint. Let me make this very clear. It's not because he's not talented, but you look at someone like Nerlens Noel, who's just so tough physically. And I like this. This is one of the points that I make when it comes to players. Sometimes it's not about talent or lack thereof. It's about durability and practicality, and you know, being able to utilize somebody. And I think, you know, seeing this surge in Nerlens Noel has only made that conversation even more relevant to have, because now you're looking at it like, well, if Mitch can't stay healthy and you have Nerlens Noel who can, and Nerlens Noel is a block machine, then really what am I holding on to Mitch for, especially if I can get something of value for him? And it's a tricky conversation to have because I like Mitch, but you can't ignore what you're seeing on the court.
That's
you know?
For sure. That's for sure. And the thing is that as this team, you know, continues to excel, continues to win games, you still have an eye on the future. And what is it? What is the piece that they're missing, and how do they get that piece without sacrificing 1 RJ and 2 Randle? So, you know, I said it on Begley's show during the trade deadline. I said Mitch could be that expendable piece come draft or the offseason if they're trying to package up and make a blockbuster trade. Who knows? It's still very early, but with Noel's play, you're right. It could make Mitch expendable, as much as I hate to say that, because that's my guy.
And I think the real telling factor of this whole conversation will be when the Knicks are in the postseason, how does Nerlens Noel play? Is he able to rise to the occasion, or do you see a fallback in his performance? And if you see him either play at the same level or play at the next level or hit that next threshold in his playing, you need to have the conversation. Now, that's not to say I believe, again, I'm going back to saying this, is I don't believe you dump Mitchell Robinson for anything less than his value or better than him. I don't think you just trade him away for scraps. I don't believe that. I think he's too good of an asset to lose him for nothing. But you can't ignore that the conversation is a potential conversation to have if Nerlens Noel continues to play the way he's playing, especially in the postseason, which will be a telling sign.
100%. The two areas where, you know, he's deficient in, like I said, is going one-on-one coverage, especially with the more physical bigs like Vucevic, and then also rebounding. The rebounding sometimes can be an issue, so that has to be by committee. You know, Randall's got to crash the boards. RJ's got to get on there. Nerlens, Taj, Obi. It's got to be by committee as they look to get into the playoff race. But overall, Noel was solid. Taj, and segue into this second unit, it was kind of like a tale of two halves of the second unit with RJ, because in that second quarter they struggled and they brought the Bulls right back into the game, and that was where Tibbs' frustration lied. But in the fourth quarter they delivered, and like I said, IQ really set the tone. Knicks were up by one. IQ set the tone, got two of his quintessential foul calls that he used to get early in the season, but as the season drew on, it kind of seemed like either the league caught up to him or the refs weren't respecting him that much. But he drew two of those fouls, got a nice three-pointer, got a runner in the lane, and IQ was the catalyst for that fourth quarter. But I also thought that Taj's rebounding and defense was key. And then, obviously, D. Rose running in transition with Obi, got Obi going, and that second unit really, really blew that thing open, man.
Yeah, man, especially Emmanuel Quickley, too. Just like, because in the first half, like, the bench just was not, they didn't look like how they had looked all season long. This bench has been my favorite point. I always talk about my get excited because the bench comes in and they always, the game speeds up. You know, you want to see what we're going to get from Obi this game. Mm-hmm. Derrick Rose, what are you going to get from him this, that, and the third? And especially lately, like we talked about, you know, RJ Barrett playing with this second unit is just fun to watch because RJ Barrett then gets to flip that switch to then now playing a little bit faster and playing how he's been accustomed to playing, you know, throughout his entire career of basketball. So, you know, see how they start a little bit. they didn't look so good in the first half, and seeing them just turn around in the fourth quarter alone, CP, like in the fourth quarter, you know, it was just tremendous to see. And on top of everything, too, another game with the Knicks going above 110 points, like, you know, it's just Allie Burks is he's back, but he's not back yet, and you know we're able to do this without him on the court.
5-1.
It's just really refreshing to see that this bench knows that they can turn it on at any point.
Yeah.
I know Emmanuel Quickley hit shot two deep threes, and I wasn't even mad the second one because that thing was damn near in there.
Yeah, facts.
And just barely kicked out. So it's just like the fact that we have a guy that has that kind of confidence to let that thing fly confidently and can actually make them, like. I just the bench unit just adds another element to this team that's just so much fun that they add the defense and then it's just great.
Bench mob was huge,
impressed,
man.
With them.
And as
mob,
you said, Burks is back from COVID protocol. We'll see him out west. And now back to the rotation game. You know, Burks, IQ, Rose, Peyton, RJ, you know, how do you shuffle it around? Tibbs has got a job to do again because you have another capable playmaker, a capable bucket, a guy that you can go to late in games. Yeah. How do you get him in here now? You know, as this team is hot and cooking going out west, it's going to be interesting. Definitely going to be interesting.
Like I said, it was enjoyable to see RJ with that second unit, but I think Allie Burks comes right back in and plays with them and continues it going.
Yep. And then lastly, Julius, man. Julius was absolutely unstoppable all game. They had no answer for him. Anybody they threw at him was absolutely getting flamed out there. And so I thought you had your quintessential Julius 30-point game, another 30-point game for Julius, which is his 11th of the season. According to Tommy Beer, Knicks are 10-1 in those 11 games. And, again, good bounce-back game from the Phoenix game for Julius Ash. 34 points, 7 boards, 3 dimes, 6-6 from free throw, 4-7 from downtown, 12-23 overall. What did you think about him tonight?
Julius is so impressive to me, and I think CK and I spoke about this on the last show, is he's so impressive to me because his conditioning and the way that his body just is able, he gets stronger as the game progresses. Yeah. You know how some players lose it as the game starts to progress and you get closer to the end? It's like Julius gets his powers the further the game goes. He's just so strong, and his conditioning, whatever he does, just works. I mean, he plays an exceptional amount of minutes. He's averaging, I think, most in the league of minutes played.
Close to the top,
it doesn't seem to affect him the way that it should be affecting him. And I don't know if that's also a mental thing, that he's just out there to prove a point, and it kind of just overrides your physical. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's just impressive. I mean, he really is the anchor of this team. We would not be here without him. Which is why I don't, you know, when I say that I think that Julius Randle should be in the MVP conversation, it's not because I think that he should win it. I just think that it's a disrespect, it's a disservice to what he means to the New York Knicks and what he has been doing for this team and what he's been doing for himself, especially coming off the season that he had where he says he felt like he let New York down. It's just a disservice not to even have him in the conversation and to people for people to disrespect what he's doing and put the credit all in Tibbs' hands. Yes, Tibbs has been exceptional for this team. And again, we would not be where we are without Coach Tibbs. I mean, he has just struck a new life force into this team. But you can't credit Tibbs and not credit Julius. And that's why when I see, you know, who's leading in the MVP conversation, you have people like Steph Curry, who's playing exceptional basketball, one of the greatest scorers to ever play the game of basketball, one of the greatest shooters I've ever seen in my life. But to have him with the Warriors, who are sitting at 9th, 10th in the West, and to not even have Julius Randle in the
That's a marketing ploy, man.
It's just so disrespectful, and that's why I ride for him as hard as I do.
That whole Steph thing is a marketing ploy for me. Yeah, 100%. The whole Steph Curry thing is a marketing ploy. They get watched by 60 points last night, the Dallas? I don't even know what the final score was, but forget that whole Steph Curry thing, man. That's a marketing gimmick, stat padding gimmick. In terms of the MVP race. But either way, 5-1 in the homestand. Sole possession of fourth place. Put some respect on our name. 9 games left, and now we head out west. So let's hear from the fans. Let's get to the phone. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Let's go to first person up on the phones. We're going to go to the Discord. Papa Left is in the building. Papa Left. You're on the line, sir. How are you, man?
All right, y'all. So I just want to shout out CP, CK2K, and Ashley. Just on the tip of growing up, my dream was to be a sports broadcaster. And, you know, I've obviously watched sports broadcasting my whole life that I've engaged in sports. But you guys have done it in a way, and you're all your own individual, you know, personalities. But you guys have done it in a way that's so independent and merging over to, you know, whether it's ESPN or SNY, you guys are just living the dream. And I vicariously feel like I'm living through you guys, you guys. You guys are really doing a great job. Shout out to CK2K pulling the old wait until the security tells you got to leave move because he's chilling up there in the skybox. So, yo, so I told y'all guys it was time, and I told y'all guys I had a surprise for you guys. So definitely I made a Knicks set anthem. It's on SoundCloud. I dropped it in the Discord. I'm going to drop it after the call. I actually featured Jay Boogie is on the track.
Okay.
I got some of the audio from some of the episodes. Fire. I got CP on there. I got Ashley on there. I got CK2K on there. So it's fire. The Knicks set anthem is officially dropped. It's on SoundCloud. And then, you know, furthermore, like anybody Knicks fan TV, like any Knicks fan, I'm going to ride with you. Knicks fan TV, you watch the show, I'm moving furniture with you. You hit me up in the Discord. I'm helping you move. Tri-state area. It's a fact.
Let's go.
As far as the game goes, I'm going to give a quote to Hove. who also said the Nets could go 0-82 because who cares because they have bot fans. But Hov said, face it, y'all, the Bulls were playing basic ball. Noel's on this block like he was 8 feet tall. So Noel, guess who's Bezak? Blocking shots, 5 blocks. Emmanuel quickly took the game in his hands in the fourth quarter, chasing down loose balls, hitting clutch shots. I don't know how Tibbs could look at this guy and say, why are you pulling up from 30 feet? Because you could tell right before that timeout, Tibbs was like trying to get upset, but it's like quickly, he's like, oh, man, I almost hit that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's incredible. And then my last point I want to make, well, I want to make one point about Obi and then my last point about the West Coast trip. Mm-hmm. Obi coming into the season, they gave him a player comp to Amari Stoudemire, and they said that he had great offensive prowess and that his defense needed work. And then we all wondered why Obi was catching the ball and just dribble handoff and running to the corner. And the whole time I've been thinking that Tibbs has told him pretty much, don't even look to shoot. I want you to get active on the boards and to be active on defense. And there was a period of time where Obi just looked lost in the flow of the game.
Big time.
Now you look at the game, he's running the court. And that's all to D-Rose.
Yeah,
so D-Rose has elevated the ceiling of Obi Toppin. When you get a point guard that can do that, you'll see the ceiling of Obi Toppin. And also Mitchell Robinson, you'll see him break out even a little bit more.
Very important, very important.
But my last point about the West Coast trip, we're all talking about it in the Discord. About what we want to see, like 3-3, 4-2, you know. For me, it's not about moral wins, but it's more about testing the fortitude and the approach every game, how we're going to play on the road. When we get tired, when we possibly lose a tough game to a better competition, how are we going to react, and how are we going to come out of that long break of being away from the Garden and being away from this blissful, you know, 11-game stretch, how are we going to come out of that reset and then make a playoff push? So it's about staying together and making sure that we establish and keep our foundation strong, playing hard on defense, playing efficient offensive basketball, and we're getting better every game.
And staying healthy, man, and appreciate the call, bro. Definitely staying healthy is going to be key. You know what I mean? Because they got to come back. They got Spurs, Hornets and Celtics to finish it off at home. So coming down to the wire, man, 9 games. But yeah, on the Obi topic, look, it was good to see him get out there. He's looking more and more comfortable, as you said. He played very good defense today. He's hustling. He's a lot more locked in. He's not running around looking scared as he was in the earlier this season. And he attributed that to the vets. He said the vets have really been bringing him along. Obviously, we know that the D-Rose impact on him was instant. As soon as D-Rose got here, you saw him get OB going, especially in that Miami game. They started the chemistry off, and it was back on display here tonight. So Obi's doing a good job, man. 11 minutes tonight, and he got it done for us. So great job by him.
For sure. And, you know, the stretch away from home is going to be a telling factor about this team. And shout out to Papa Left. That was a great point. And also, make sure you tweet out that link to the
Yeah, we'll throw the link in the chat, man. We'll throw the link
I
in the chat.
I can retweet it. So
Surge says he wants to be sampled in there. Surge said we need the DJ spin that sample in there.
Yep, definitely drop that link on Twitter so I can retweet it. But, yeah it's going to be telling because, you know, when you're in a playoff series, you're not always going to get to play at home. You're not always going to get to play in front of your own crowd, your own people. And, you know, the game is different, obviously, in the postseason than it is in the regular season. It's a different level of intensity, things like that. But I think this last stretch of being away is going to just go ahead and put good habits underneath everybody going into the postseason. So how we finish this last road trip of the regular season is going to be telling it. As long as you know, your offense isn't always going to click, but that's why I believe in the old school saying your defense always travels. You can always play defense, and you're one of the best at doing it in the league. And what you have to do is you have to not try to play anybody else's game. Play New York basketball. That is what got you this far. That is what has you sitting at number 4 right now in the East. That is what has you looking at your first postseason in like extended amount of seasons. That is what got you here. Don't abandon your game trying to play a different way to try to adhere to a different
game. Yeah, they just got to keep it going.
Play New York basketball.
Just play New York basketball. Let's try another caller. JJ from Brooklyn, what's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good? How's everyone doing?
What's good? I'm glad you're ready,
what's
man, because I know Scrooge and C's was just on another vibe, man.
I'm ready, man.
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah, man, this is definitely a much-needed win. The thing that I loved about Randle and RJ's game, not just the points, but how efficient they were. They both shot over 50%, so that was huge, man. It was, you know, just that's big. When the two best players are efficient, you know, that's, you know. Quickly, he brought a lot of energy offensively, you know, in the second half.
Big time.
The only thing I got to say is that RJ was getting – he was getting cooked a little bit by Markkanen, or Markkanen, as Clyde loves to call him.
Markkanen, yeah.
A couple of those backdoor plays.
Yeah.
Yeah, Clyde's always calling him Markkanen, so hilarious. But a couple of those backdoor plays he gave up, Tiz was going crazy. He was pissed, but, you know, after that, he was really good defensively, so I'll give RJ credit. You know, but quickly, I just wanted to work on the defense a little bit. I think the playmaking is slowly getting a little bit better.
Yeah.
So he's making, you know, just make the Sybil pass. He's never going to be Chris Paul out there. But if you could come in and be a spark plug, I love him off the bench. I do. You know, there's nothing wrong with being a good sixth, seventh man. Just come in, get your points. You know, at times he's going to be inefficient. You know, but the one thing also I got to say is, you know, just with the schedule coming up, if we could, you know, I still think there's a chance we could slip. I think we could still end up four. You know, it could go either way because, you know, the schedule is tough. But if we were to play the Hawks, I think that would be a really, really fun matchup. They got a lot of talent. I think that could be a really fun series. That would be a really good matchup. Now, last thing, CP, I got to ask you, with the draft tomorrow, who are you hoping the Giants take? Probably one of the Alabama receivers, right? It looks like one of them will be there. What do you think?
Honestly,
man,
I'm going to say this on the draft. Yo, we got to build the trenches, man.
Yeah.
It don't matter how many skill position players we have. If we can't protect Daniel Jones or get to the quarterback, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's the same mistake we made with Saquon. Yeah. I'm not saying he was a mistake, but you're not able to see how good he could be because our O-line is not solidified. Our defense was good last year.
You know,
I love how
Slater,
Leonard Williams came around. Say it again.
You would go Slater with the offensive lineman Slater.
I would go in the trenches, man, and appreciate the call. I don't want to turn this into a football show, but we'll definitely have some ample time to talk about it. I'm going into the trenches though. We got enough receivers to hold it down. We need to build out the O line and the D line. Let's go Uptown Harlem World. TJ, what's going on? TJ, what's up, bro?
Yo, sorry about that.
It's all good.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Hello?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, my bad. I had the phone on speak. I was trying to take it off.
Thanks.
First of all, I just want to tell y'all, man, that I really appreciate you guys, man. Y'all doing a fabulous job. I've been watching y'all, listening to y'all since last year. And, you know, y'all doing a marvelous job. I don't get the chance to listen to you a lot because I work nights. So, you know, when I do catch you guys, I try to listen to you guys most of the time.
Appreciate
it. So real quick, got two things I want to talk about. I really feel like the best thing that could have happened to us last year was us not making the bubble. Because that time that we had off, all that time that we had off not making the bubble, gave us the time to gel with each other. And that's what's showing this year. You know, I mean, you could just see it. You could just see it with the team. You could see, especially when us being able to pick up D. Rose in the middle of the season, that extra point guard is really what's helping us, especially going to get D. Rose and Taj.
Yeah.
It's really, you know, setting the foundation for this team.
Yeah.
And the last point I wanted to make real quick is, CP, real quick, what do you think is going to happen when – because I think the Suns, what they've done – watching that last game, they was able to – they doubled Randle on every possession, if you really look at it, right? They doubled him. And that's what kind of had us stagnant. And then they was able to defend the pick and roll really well. So it kind of like gave the other teams out west the blueprint on how to, you know, hold us down. What do you think those other teams are going to do? How do you think they're going to respond – how we're going to respond to that?
Yeah. Well, I think we've seen – and appreciate the call, bro, and thanks for supporting us. I think we've seen a lot of different coverages, not just on Randle, but on our ball handlers. You know, I go back to the Heat series and how they, you know, trap our ball handlers and trap us at the pick and roll. And I thought that was the best defense I've seen to really stop the Knicks' offense. Yeah. And because that keeps Peyton out of it, it keeps RJ out of it, it keeps Derrick Rose out of it, even IQ. And that really had us in a frenzy. With Randle, you know, I think he's been seeing doubles and triples all year long. Now, his decision-making has to be more consistent. Some nights he'll make that quick decision, make that quick pass. Other nights, I mean, even today in the Bulls game, you know, yes, he had 34 points, but he went back to that old Randle where he's dribbling into the triple teams, he's spinning into the triple teams, yep. and just not making that quick decision. In the playoffs, they're going to try to take the ball out of his hands at every chance that they get. So it's on him to make that quick decision. You got to see good off-ball movement, number one, Reggie Bullock, who's always been good at it, to RJ. Those guys have to make those proper cuts, and Randall's got to find them. Find those guys in the three-point line. Make that pass. Trust your teammates early.
Trust your teammates.
And then they got to deliver for them because it's going to come automatically right. in the playoffs, definitely.
Right. Quick, can I ask one more question?
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
I was debating this with somebody, and they was telling me that mm-hmm. later on in the season, what it's going to come down to it is that at some point they feel like they're going to be able to trade – what's your man's name out there with the Suns that we was just playing? Devin Booker.
Okay.
They said somebody was telling me that it's going to be in our best interest to trade RJ for Devin Booker. And I'm saying I don't want to give up RJ. No. RJ is a 20-year-old stud, and he's like a New York-bound type of kid. You can't find that.
Yeah.
Like I'm nothing to knock against Devin Booker, but you know, I would love to have him on a team, but I don't want to give up RJ because. He's like New York, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's our
like
guy,
he's
man.
Like his grind is different.
Yeah, true story. And you know? Appreciate the call, TJ. I would say, look, I mean, the Devin Booker talk, I wouldn't even look at that for another, like, three
yeah.
years, realistically, bro, honestly. Like, I just, that's not even realistic. But, yeah, you're right. I don't want to trade RJ. Definitely don't want to trade RJ. I feel like he's going to be the next cornerstone New York sports piece. He's going to be the next cornerstone. May not have as much hardware as the rest of them, but he's going to be that guy. Trust me, Ash. He's going to be like that. He's going to be like that Don Mattingly was to the Yankees. Hopefully that comes with a ring and not like the year after he leaves, like Mattingly, you know, into the Jeter era. But I feel like RJ's going to be that guy. He's going to work his way into that. So I want to see him here because the future is in New York for sure.
I would love when RJ gets his ring, I get a ring. You know what I mean? Engagement ring.
hey, we got 1,600 in the chat ready to roll.
When the Knicks get one, I would like one too. You know, right here. Just here. This finger, that's all I'm saying. Just,
oh, man. All right. Well,
I want to put that out there in case anybody's watching. Hint.
Hey.
Just want to, you know.
I got
just important someone's watching.
I got just a guy for you. Angel from Philly's in the building. Angel, what's going on, fam? Talk to
good
us.
Segue. Good one.
Perfect segue. Y'all always throw me to alleys, Ash. Come on. We good. Angel, what's up, bro?
Yo, CP, what's good, bro?
What's good, bro? How you feel, man?
I'm feeling good. To my brother from another, my Dominican brother, CK2K. What's good, brother? How you feeling?
Move! I'm good, man. W tonight. Feeling good, bro.
Right. Right. I'm feeling great about that. To the queen, Ashley, how are you feeling, boo?
I'm good. Listen, we're headed on another win streak. That's how much I know.
Right. And listen, I am coming to Miami soon. So I'm just letting you know, you want your spaghetti and meatballs, it's going to be hot and ready. So I'm letting you know, I'm coming to town. But, hey, listen, man, first thing first, y'all, hit that thumbs up for y'all boys,
yeah,
man. And CP, man, way to hand Max Kellerman that L, man.
Appreciate
about
you,
time he want
to
talk about the Knicks. Of
yeah.
course, it would be after a loss, but,
they
you know, way
to
hand him that L.
True.
But, you know, as far as the game, man, Nerlens Noel, man, I really think, you know, we should, like, keep him as the future center and maybe use Mitch, if the price ain't right, as a trade chip. You know, for maybe our star guard. So that's kind of where I'm leaning at because this boy just can't stay healthy. So, you know, we got to bring back Noel, man. He's a really big part of this team. I think, you know, they need to have like a sign near the rim and say, and put block party, don't bring it in here because this dude is just swatting everything, bro. I mean,
yeah.
this dude is
yeah.
just fire on a defensive end. And, you know, obviously Julius Randle did his thing with 34-7. RJ, you know, I'm, just imagine what RJ is going to be in 2 years. I mean, look at how good he is right now. You know, so I'm really encouraged about what I see from the Nygod. And listen, man, you know, obviously it was an up and down game, but in the fourth quarter, the bench scored 15 points in the fourth quarter. You know, Emmanuel quickly with 11 points, and that really kind of separated the game for us. And, you know, the fact that we shot 44% from three, 46% from the field. I mean, this team is just shooting lights out, even when we lose, you know. So I'm really encouraged. But I think you guys would agree with me on this, and then I'll you know, go to – I know you guys got a lot of callers, mm-hmm. but I keep hearing about this daunting road trip, and they got to play all these good teams. Well, let me tell you something, man, and everybody's going to feel this right now. These teams got to play us too, man. Mm, nobody in the smoke. West plays defense like the New York Knicks. You smoke, feel me? Yo. So we're going to go on this road trip, and we're going to do better than 500. I'm saying we're going to go 3-3, 4-2. You know okay. what I'm saying? Okay. Because these teams don't want to see us, man, and we're coming. And, you know, my last point when it comes to the Hawks, you know, we got like a one-game lead right now, but the Hawks got to play the Sixers again. And, you know, in like another day or two. So that's mm-hmm. going to be an L. Yeah. And then they got to play the Blazers, the Suns, and the Bulls. I think they're losing three out of those four games without Trey. You know, so we're sitting comfortable right now. But we got to stop having that mindset that we're, you know, we're just lucky to be here. No, like RJ said, we belong here, and we're coming for more.
Okay.
So let's go, Knicks. And thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
That's how you close
it. All right, let's go. That's how you close it. Throw some fives in the chat, man, Angel. Let's go. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Before we get to the score, CK, let me salute some super chats that have come in already. Salute Papa Left. He said the Knicks set anthem featuring Preacher J Boogie by Papa Left on SoundCloud. Link is in the Discord. So I don't know if they threw it in the chat, but definitely it's in the Discord. Come through in the Discord and get it. I'm seeing a lot of fire emojis going on in the chat, so the people are feeling
cool,
the
man.
Track. I'm hearing Papa Left laid it down. I'm hearing it's fire. Salute to CT Pittman. He says 5-1 on the homestand. This team keeps getting better and better. Couldn't be prouder. Blood of the Panda says people didn't believe RJ now. Look, they didn't and still don't believe in Obi now. He's cooking. Just remember who said it first. Hashtag Obi Avengers. Hashtag free Obi. Alan Berman says, salute. Nice to see us take care of a team we should beat. We need to do the same out in Houston because the rest of the trip isn't pretty, and the Celtics and Heat won tonight. Ryan Hansley Jr., my bro, he says, we used to be the team constantly crying over blown calls from the ref. It felt damn good to be on the other side of that tonight. Yeah, the refs were all over the place. Right? Sometimes it was tight. Sometimes it was a UFC match. I don't know what was going on out there. Right. Paul Robinson says, how do y'all feel about the two-year contract for Mitch with a second-year option? Not a long committee. He can get some good money in the meantime. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, that's another 2 years away, so we'll see how that plays out. Euro De Niro says, shout-outs to the team, CPCK2K and Ash. This is what we need, a team that we can a team that can win the games that need to be won and that doesn't back down from tough quarters slash setbacks. Obi-Wan playing with more confidence. So shout-out Euro De Niro. Definitely appreciate it. Shout-out to Rhyme Animal Chuck D. Everybody throw hashtag PE in the chat. Mm-hmm. He says, this is a crazy, unexpected, precarious time. Chemistry is everything.
Precarious.
Both additions and subtractions can make us lose it like Shy Wash Pacers. Look at the look at Boston. You only grow upwards once. Enjoy this. Salute to Chuck. Me and Chuck was at the Suns game vibing. It was a great time, great experience, man. Priceless experience. Shout out to everybody that came with us. Shout out to J Boogie. J Boogie was at the Suns game. My guy Kev was there. We were in there deep, man. And the Knicks Fan TV After Dark was live as well. I'm sure some of y'all saw that on the live stream as well. So shout out to everybody that came out with us. CK, let's go to you to the scores, and then we're going to talk about Luka Vildoza next. Let's go to the scores.
I was wondering if we were going to mention them. Yeah, man. So starting it off with the standings, we are still in the fourth seed. And thank you, everybody. I want a nice big thank you in the chat to none other than the Philadelphia 76ers.
Philly.
I know our own division rivals, but we got to give a thank you to them for not only beating them, but smacking them up. I know they had no Trae Young, but at the same time, you know, we don't care.
Yeah.
All we care about is that team losing, and Philadelphia handled the business, whooping them 127-83. We also had a lot of big games tonight. We saw Charlotte and Boston playing against each other. Boston ultimately winning that game. I was looking for Charlotte to win that because they can make some ground. I'm not worried about them. Hoping they would beat Boston, but Boston came out on top with that game 120-111. Still looking around the league. We talked about it briefly, but you know, for anybody talking about the draft and looking at the draft, the Mavericks, you saw that game yesterday, so we're not going to mention that one today. But yeah, so those two games, Washington is they're closing in.
Yeah,
they're trying to get
the Lakers
play in. Yeah, they went out there and they smacked up the Lakers.
Landed
right
on AD.
Yes, Rui Hachimura, baby, letting them know that he can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and thanks to the loss tonight for the Chicago Bulls and that win by the Wizards, right now the Wizards are sitting at that 10th seed looking to get a play-in to possibly be a part of the playoff conversation. So that was a big game for them, so that's somebody we got to start looking at because they hit that window. But other than that, like I said, I love what everyone was saying, especially what Angel just said. I'm focused about what this team's doing. We need to stop being so happy about, you know, I'm just glad to be here. Nah, let's start looking aggressive and start looking like some damn sharks and go for that damn blood with this this road trip that we got coming up here starting on Sunday. And we got, you know, we got some games that we should win. I'm with a lot of people. I think I'm leaning more towards the 3-3, but definitely over on the 4-2 side. I think that's definitely possible. But we got a good stretch of games. Looking at the rest of the schedule, nothing that really concerns us going on right now. But, yeah, Nick's doing what we got to do, handle our business, and we should stay pretty at 4.
So right now we are one game ahead of the Hawks, sole possession of 4th. Two games ahead of both the Celtics and the Heat. And yeah, sitting pretty right now. We are four and a half up on Hornets in the 8th. So we just got to keep it going, man. Keep it going. Like I said, 4 or 5 is the sweet spot. Atlanta, no Trae Young, should help us a little bit. We still go into this West Coast trip with the 6th hardest schedule to finish this thing out. So can't take nothing for granted. Got to go into these games and win what we should. For example, the Houston game. You know, that Houston game is a gimme. They got to take that. No excuses to lose that game. We know Memphis is going to be tough. Memphis is going to be out for revenge. They still have their in the A spot in the West, only a half game above the Spurs, and only a game above the Warriors for 10. So the Grizzlies are going to be out to play for something, playing hard. You know, Denver, Mile High is going to be tough. Obviously, Phoenix is going to be tough. Clippers, Lakers, it's still going to be a tough one. I'm looking at 3-3. Ideally, if we can go 3-3 on this trip, I'll be satisfied. And then you come home for the Spurs, big game against the Hornets, and a critical game against Boston to close it out at home.
Yeah.
So,
after all those games, it could come down to, who knows, Boston could streak, and then they could be right there talking about 4-5 just like us. You know, we have that outcome, like you said, on that road trip, and Boston goes streaking because, I think it was Angel that mentioned the Hawks, they got to play Sixers again. They got some rough games that they got to go through as well. They could drop the same way that we could be rising, and it might come down to the wire where it's between us and the Celtics. So, yeah, man, it's going to be a fun 9-game stretch that we got going before the playoffs, so I'm excited.
Boston lost last night, I think, right?
I think it was the night before.
Right? They lost to...
Let's see.
Oh, no, you're right. It was last night. To Thunder. You're right.
Boston got washed by the Thunder. Yes, they did. Yeah. They got washed by the Thunder. Yep.
And I think they're playing tonight, or they played
They already won. They beat the Hornets.
Yeah, 120-111, Boston won. So if we look at it, we are... Okay, so technically we have the 7th hardest schedule of the pack. Chicago has the 4th hardest. Competition. Atlanta has the 23rd. Charlotte 24th. Boston 27th.
Whack.
Dallas 28th.
So, whack.
Listen, you still got to play the games. You never know. Yes, the NBA is just any given Sunday league like the NFL, but, you know, that's just how the competition is stacking up in terms of strength of schedule and remaining games. So we got 9 left, and let's go ahead and get this W. Real quick, let's talk about Luka Vildoza, shall we? Where's my Luka Vildoza join at? Here we go. Luka Vildoza, folks. So earlier it was announced today that the Knicks are closing in on Argentinian guard Luka Vildoza. He averaged 10 points, 3.5 assists, and 1.6 steals for Baskonia in the EuroLeague. Another Argentinian point guard could be headed to the NBA following his fellow countryman Facundo Campazzo, who's with the Nuggets. So this is an interesting move, man. I think he's about 6'5", 6'6", and somebody that the Knicks had their eye on. They have one roster spot left because they were supposed to sign Simi Chitu, who was the center out of Vanderbilt that was with the Westchester Knicks. But that fell through. They're not going to sign him anymore, so they still have a one roster spot left. And
I heard that they were also looking into, Kenneth. What's his last name?
Fareed?
Three.
Manimal?
Oh,
so,
Lord.
So what I'm hearing is
that's
that,
what I was hearing.
Is that real?
What I'm hearing is that Vildoza is the favorite. His situation is pending a buyout with his team. Sources told Knicks Fan TV is pending the buyout with the team.
Yeah.
But they also told me, according to along with what we are saying, yes, that they are looking at a number of guys. So we never know. Things can change quick.
I have from a very trusted source that Ken is on that list. So.
Yeah, things can change quickly. So, Manimal could certainly be an option. But I know that Vildoza is the front runner at this point. So I reached out to my guys, some of you guys that have been fans of the show for a while. If you guys go back to last summer when we had our international scout Jason Filippi on, and he talked about some of the top international prospects of this past draft. So I asked him about Vildoza, and here's what he said. This is courtesy of KnicksFanTV.com. Make sure you guys go to KnicksFanTV.com and check out our blog post. Shout out to Tratacast, to Dave, and all the guys that contribute. Shout out Knicks Fan TV, Remy as well. You can catch the post-game player ratings on KnicksFanTV.com after every game, so make sure you guys check it out. So here's what Jason said. He says, I like him, but I don't love him, in the sense that I like him for a good European team, but not as much for the NBA. He's another long line of proud tradition of tough Argentinian point guards who have done well in Europe. He said, think of Pablo Prigioni, but a little bit less savvy, but a bit more scoring and shooting ability. So not as savvy as Pablo, but some more scoring and shooting ability. He says he's more of a slasher than a shooter, but his three-point shot has improved a lot since coming to Europe. He has a strong build, decent athlete for a Euro guard, gritty, hard-nosed defender, creative passer who is a good pick-and-roll player. I think he was just average natural talent, but makes up for it with toughness and hard play. He has a knack for making big shots, including an exciting game-winning buzzer beater in last year's Spanish League Finals. So that was Jason's evaluation of him. Jason's been scouting him for a number of years. Jason's out there in Italy, but scouts a number of the players in the EuroLeague. So that's his lowdown on Luka. I mean, hey, who knows? Who knows what happens? I mean, this is a situation I wouldn't expect. If he comes here, I wouldn't expect him to play. I think he'd be, you know, injury insurance. Yeah. But maybe somebody that, you know, that maybe next year he gets a further evaluation. So good pickup. Good pickup in that regard.
Yeah, why not?
Well, why not, man?
I'm still wishing that we went the big man route, but I mean, yeah, like you say, he's 25 too.
Yeah, 25.
There's so much we don't know. We he could end up being somebody that can help us out if he plays. But like you said, I really don't expect him to play.
No.
I think he's there just in case kind of thing. I still wish we went big man. Shout out to Damian Jones,
said,
who got signed by the Kings and ended up getting
the
long-term
contract. I said Boogie
contract.
Was available, and everyone said I was crazy.
I don't want Boogie. I want Damian Jones.
I said Boogie was available for – you could have just signed him to a 10-day contract, could have just took him for a test drive. You didn't have to commit. He was there, but –
But let the Clippers have Boogie. I mean, I think in this instance, this is young potential upside.
Yeah, right.
You know, a low-risk type of move that they're looking to build.
Boogie was
low
risk, was he not?
Depends on who you ask. I can't
Boogie
tell
was
yes
low
or
risk
no.
No, Boogie was low risk because you didn't have to commit to playing him.
But who said he wanted to come to the Knicks, though?
I'm saying, but he was out. He was available to grab if you wanted him. For a 10-day contract. You could have taken him for a test drive. That's all I'm saying.
Potentially.
You could have. You didn't have to play him. You don't have to start him, clearly. He was also just injury insurance. Maybe he can get you a couple points. You know he can defend, whatever. You could have cut him after 10 days. You could have signed him for whatever the remainder of it, just like the Clippers did. I'm just saying, could have taken him for a test drive. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. We got 1,800 in the chat right now, Ash. 677 likes. We got to get those likes up. Let's hit that thumbs up button right now. Hit that like button right now. Let's get it going. Knicks win 113-94. All right, I was hearing that Scrooge is back, according to Dave. Let's make sure. Hey, Scrooge, are you there, and are you decent, sir? Are you decent?
Yeah, I'm good, bro.
Okay, bro. Just checking, man. I don't know what's going on back there. I'm just making sure you're good now, bro.
Yeah, hit that thumbs up for the boys.
All right, no doubt.
What's going on, CK? Ashley, what's going on, CP?
Chill, man.
Yeah, man, Julius is in his back tonight. Good bounce back, because I don't know what he was doing in that Suns game. But, good bounce back. RJ, he did a move today. I mean, three-pointer. He dribbled and made a shot, and I forgot who face it was.
Yeah, that's okay. I like that.
I was I kind of froze, like, what? RJ? Yeah, so, yeah, that was a good move. He's not there, you know, in the offseason, he's going to work on it. Yeah. But, yeah. And I like to see Tiz smiling. That was good, man. We needed that. You know what I'm saying? After that loss yesterday, that was a harmful loss. It really pissed me off, but it is what it is. You live and you learn, and that's good for us. You know what I'm saying? So that was a good one tonight. But thumbs up, man. Everybody, thumbs up for the game, man. For real.
All right, man.
Good show, man. Let's go.
Go ahead, bro. We're going to let you get back to it, man. Good luck, and we'll be back to you next show.
He's using his Manscaped.
He might be. And as we segue to that, salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Tonight's show, you heard Scrooge. He might have been doing it in the dark with that LED light. But tonight's show is brought to you by Manscaped, the number one men's grooming tool from head to toe. Go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. And as I mentioned, man, it does have that LED light, which is perfect, whatever you're into. But the best thing is the skin-safe technology. This is a ceramic blade, cuts down on those Knicks. Not the good Knicks that want tonight, the bad Knicks, the ones that you don't want as you step outside during the spring and the summertime. Definitely want to cut down on that. So the Manscaped is good. Great battery life. It's wireless. It's also waterproof. You want to do it in the shower, whatever the case may be, you could do that as well. And like I said, go to manscaped.com, enter promo code Knicks for 20% off plus free shipping. And yeah, man, salute to our guys at Manscaped. We just got some fire products on the way. We can't talk about it. It's very exclusive, but you guys will find out about it in due time.
But I got some. I need to find out who I can use it with. Juan? I don't know.
Oh, my. Yeah, yeah. Test out that group activity conversation that you've been having. Let's see how that works.
Trying to get that trust exercise going.
That's right, man. That's right. So salute to our guys at Manscaped. Remember, Manscaped also ships to Europe, the European Union as well, Australia. So all our guys down there, you guys can go ahead and cop yours as well. No testimonials. Remember, no testimonials. Just go out and get yours. We trust and believe that it's a good product. But just no testimonials, please. Please, no testimonials, all right?
No testimonials. Yeah. No testy.
Yeah, no testy. Monios. All right, don't let that go over your head, people. No testimonials. All right. Let me salute a couple of super chats that came in. Salute to, who else we got? Kenny Gale says, how about them rookies? Solid game all around. Imagine the player Noel would be if he could catch the ball. I want all the playoff smoke. Joshua B says, too much ball watching from RJ on defense. Gave up three threes to Lowry because of ball watching. Can't afford that on this road trip. Good win, though. Yeah, I mean, look, he'll bounce back from that. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, my God.
I'm not worried about that, man. Robert Parrish says, Noel needing score, but he has had an impressive run since Mitch went down. Definitely. No question. I read that from Euro De Niro. Jim A. Falson says, salute to Noel, repping our country, Haiti, with five blocks and quickly shooting sometimes, hesitant a little, but getting his shooting touch back on track. Coach Tibbs with the technical foul, play of the game. Yeah, Tibbs is not here for the trickery tonight. He was not here for the theatrics, man. Tibbs, he's in playoff mode. That's why. You know, you see him chewing out RJ, chewing out the refs. Tibbs feels it, man. It's time. Pressure cooking time. It's nine games left. Going into the playoffs, Tibbs, he wants those W's, man. It's been a successful year one for him, so he wants to keep it rolling. I don't blame him. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. We got 1,700 in here, so make sure you guys are getting those likes up. Throw a hashtag new in the chat. We'll shout you guys out. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's hear from my guy Jay from Florida. Jay, what's going on, bro?
Debbie Down is back. No, I can't Debbie Down no more. Yo, shout out to the fans. Wanted to hit that like button, that subscribe button.
Hey.
My boy CP got a weekly on ESPN. That's hard, bro.
Appreciate it, bro.
17 win seasons. We wasn't thinking about no ESPN weekly. So shout out to you. Shout out to Ashley, CK, TK. But I want to talk about my man Mitch, man. No, first I want to holler at my man James Dolan, bro. Everybody call up here and don't thank James Dolan. Thank you, Mr. Dolan, for hiring Leon Rose. Leon Rose hired Tibbs. James Dolan took the leap of faith in February to hire Rose in the World Wide West.
Yeah.
He made that happen. So we got to hire James Dolan first. My man Mitch, if you listen to Tibbs tonight, Tibbs is bigging up Mitch when he was talking about Noel. This whole defensive strategy, the whole structure of this team is based off Mitch's defense.
Yeah.
And Elf a little bit. He said that he liked Elf's size, mm-hmm. being 6'4", over 200 pounds. He can hold it down the perimeter. Mitch can hold it down low. Mitch is going nowhere. If we were going to trade Mitch, we should have traded him last draft. We got a big man with a foot injury, foot break. That's the most terrible injury for a big man. Mitch ain't going nowhere. Noel, cool. But Mitch's upside is crazy. Everything's based
on
Mitch.
Yeah, but my thing, though, Jay, is how do you upgrade the team? If they look to do that, who knows? Maybe they don't make a big trade next offseason. Maybe it's the one after that. But how do you do that? How do you do that right
see,
now?
See, that's why I always call with Debbie Down, because my thing is, like, I wanted to pick this year because,
I hear you.
Listen, bro, it's going to be tough with no free agents this year. You got all this money, but who you going to sign? So that's why I was like, I wanted the two picks. I wanted the low pick. I wanted Dallas pick so he could get a wing or a guard to come play with these boys. It's going to be tough. Like, we can't really upgrade with nothing going on. We don't really have a lot swinging. I think they want to draft that kid, Josh Giddey, by picking up this Argentinian cat, because it's the same type of game. So if they get Josh Giddey, I think they jump all over that. Yeah. But it's going to be tough to try to improve this team with a pick in the 20s. Like, the playoffs is cool. I hope we get to the second round. I'm rooting for the team. I'm not hating no more. Hating ain't getting you nowhere all year. I ain't hating no more.
No doubt.
I'm rooting for the team. Run it up. Let's do it.
Let's go.
I'm just worried about these years moving forward.
Of course.
2022, 2023, who we going to sign, what we going to do. We got to figure it out because Mitch can't get traded right now. The picks is going to be useless after June. So what we going to do, I don't know. People talk about RJ. We ain't trading RJ for Booker. I love RJ to death. I'm Jamaican. RJ's Jamaican boy. If we can get Book, I'm trading RJ, bro. Book is disgusting. Book is a different level type of guard. I'm driving RJ to the airport. Love RJ, but that's how I'm doing. You feel me? Yo, much love and respect. I'm going.
You know what's up, Jay? First of all, I'm glad you came around. You know what I mean?
Driving RJ to the airport?
I'm glad Jay came around. Look, I'm not going to – it's too much. It's too much positive. It's too much going well this year for me to worry about the you know – what we gonna do and who, you know, trading RJ and stuff. And the book stuff is so far down the road, like I can't even. We in the playoffs, man.
I even thinking about that.
I
right?
can't.
Hey, man,
yeah,
if
I
we
can't.
Driving RJ to the airport, I'm taking a Glock to all those tires and I'm taking RJ back. In the bridge truck, I got
I
you,
just,
RJ. I got
this
you.
Man.
I'm
this man said.
RJ.
This man said he's done hating and then proceeds
and then
to talk about driving
RJ
out to the
all four of those
classic.
Tires. Leave that man on the Belt Parkway and take RJ in a Brinks truck back to Madison Square Garden.
Straight set it off style, right, Ash? Set it off.
Set it off style. Now I'm going to do it the town style. I'm going to come with the nun's mask.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, RJ, I got you. Don't worry. Come with me. It's safe here.
Oh, man. Jay said he wasn't on that Debbie Downer vibe and closed with that. He can't help himself, man. Just cannot help himself. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Let's see who's in here. Team hashtag new. I've seen a couple, but the chat is going so crazy right now.
It's kinda. My Glock. They said she's shooting. I'm shooting over RJ. Don't play me.
100%.
I'm assembling the RJ Avengers to save him.
Real talk, man. Salute to Quintone Anderson. Says hashtag new. It's my birthday on Friday. All right, so shout out to Quintone Anderson. And big up to you. Happy birthday to you, definitely. And throw your cities in the chat. Let us know where you guys are checking in from. We'll definitely shout you guys out. And great win, man. Great win. 113-94.
Yes, sir.
Back to our winning ways. Let's go to the Discord. Faisal, what's going on? Faisal, are you up next?
What's up, man? I just want to say I'm a big fan of your show. I've been watching it for a minute, and I'm really enjoying it. I'm really impressed with you.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, J.J. Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, J.J. breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis. analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcast.
Guys are doing there, for
thanks,
real.
Man. Where are you calling in from, bro?
Saudi Arabia.
Nice. Ooh, nice. Okay, what time is it over there?
It's actually 6:20 a.m. I still didn't sleep. I'm that kind of fan. I'm a big fan,
nice.
Man.
Wow. My man is a warrior. He's a warrior for these Knicks. So you stayed up.
Anything
just to watch
for the Knicks and for this show, man.
Let's go.
Whatever it takes.
Appreciate shout out to Faisal, man. Everybody, big up Faisal in the chat, man. He's a warrior, man. What's
appreciate
going on, bro?
It. I have a couple points. I just want to guys say real quick. I love Noel, don't get me wrong, but to me, Mitchell is just another level kind of player because yeah. I feel like there's potential in Mitchell. I think he can develop for being a better offensive threat.
Sure.
First of all, he's much more athletic than Noel. Yeah. That's one. And two, we saw some glimpses back on Instagram in the off season where he was working on his 3-point shot and stuff like that. I'm not saying he should be shooting these threes anytime soon, but I don't know. I can see him maybe having a baby hook shot, just like Robin Lopez, something like that. And I think that would actually could help the Knicks, even if it was that minor kind of offensive game. With Noel, I think that's it. That's the kind of player he is. So I don't think he's going to develop into anything else.
You're
just going to get that defense, and that's about it.
Which is
solid. Well, that's about Mitchell. And another thing with RJ today, I feel like the Knicks with our team, we've been winning because of defense for sure. Everyone knows that. And our offense isn't the best. We started hitting threes. We got better on the 3-point shot. But I hope RJ comes back next season and develops his game a little bit more. I know he's still young. He's playing better than expectations, but with RJ, the thing is, man, he's not that athletic, so he really needs to do cleaning up with his skill set. In other words, I feel like he should tighten his dribble.
Sure.
I think like if he can buy a jump shot off a dribble kind of jump shot, mid-range jump shot, that would be really good for the Knicks. And if he does those little things in the offseason, who knows? Maybe he can start even bringing the ball up and taking off pressure a little bit from Julius Randle. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So,
Jason Randle, baby.
Still there?
Oh.
I don't know what happened.
Pissed him off.
I don't know what happened. We lost him.
Nah, that was a great shout out.
Salute to Faisal, man. Salute to Faisal checking in from Saudi Arabia. That was big time.
Someone said it low key sounds like Porzingis.
KP peeking over the fence.
Nah, y'all gonna piss him off.
KP peeking over the fence, man.
I definitely agree with his Mitch take. You know, I like I said in the beginning, and I'll repeat it. I don't think, you know, I wouldn't want to trade Mitch, but the here's the thing that is the suck part about the business of basketball. I agree. I don't think Noel's game is going to hit a different level. I don't think you're going to get as many different thresholds as you will with Mitch's game.
Right.
That's why Mitch is more valuable on the trade market than Noel is, right? So that's what the frustrating part is, because if you're trying to go ahead and get an additional piece, and again, I would not even pick up the phone for somebody for Mitch that was not his level or above him. Make that very clear. And that's the suck part about the business of basketball, is that the players like Mitchell Robinson are worth the most. And the question is, are you willing to part with that to get something better than him? If that exists, and that's the key point.
Yeah.
If it exists. Noel, I think because his game is so one dimensional compared to a Mitchell Robinson, you can't get that type of player for him on the free market, which is why the only reason I said that, if you're thinking about, you know, adding to this team and getting that next level player, you would have to offer up Mitch because he's a more valuable piece than Noah. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Trust me, I don't want to. But if you had to, that out of the two of them, you'd get more from Mitch than you would Noel. So I want to make it very clear that's my point.
For me, it's not about Mitch being replaceable, right? Because as Jay from Florida called in and talked about how much this defense is built around Mitch, I mean, we take for granted the way that Mitch can get out on the perimeter and rotate and get back to the rim and protect the rim and, you know, those things that he was doing on the offensive glass, the defensive glass. Yes, his overall game needs to improve. And unfortunately, with the foot injury and with the hand injury, we didn't get to see his continued development on the offensive side, especially, you know, not as much with D. Rose. I wish we could have seen a lot of D. Rose and Mitch in the mix, especially the way he's got OB going. So we haven't seen that, but it's just a matter of as this team ascends, you know, your draft prospects are going to be a lot lower in the round. Where do you go to make that major upgrade to the team without losing your top two guns? That's going to be the name of the game as this team continues to build going forward. Right. Obviously, you may have to pay to play, but you're not trying to trade RJ. So it could be Mitch. Exactly. It could be Mitch who's going to be looking for a decent payday within the next 2 years. Now, the team has I think it's like a $1.5 million option for him next year. Extremely low. Like, I wish he was making a lot more than that because that's just pennies in NBA standards. Yeah. But that's just the deal he signed. That's a second round pick. They lucked out.
And that's a good point because you have your untouchables, right? Every team has their untouchables.
Yeah.
And I believe the Knicks have theirs. I believe, obviously, Julius Randle. I think RJ Barrett's an untouchable. I think because you went ahead and you invested in Obi Toppin, he's an untouchable for now. So that leaves you, when you have untouchables, that leaves you with a very small pot to choose from in terms of making deals to get other players via trade. So if you're going to go ahead and say these guys are off limits, well, that only leaves you this. And then from there, you have to go ahead and select who you're going to get the most for. It's not going to be the guys who, you know, come off the bench and they're just kind of spot fillers. It's not going to be the vets like Derrick Rose and things like that because they're kind of at the end of their career. A lot of the times players or teams rather want to trade for somebody who's either in the middle or in their prime. You don't want to get someone on the tail end, especially if you're trying to compete, if you want to send them to a contender to get someone in return, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go ahead and look at who is the most beneficial in terms of that, and it's going to be someone like a Mitchell Robinson, unfortunately, because he has a lot to offer as a player, and he's only begun to hit what I think he can deliver to a team. And that's the suck part about the business of basketball.
Yeah,
and talking about untouchables, I personally, and I don't know if this is going to upset some people in the chat, I think Emmanuel Quickley is probably a little bit more untouchable than Obi Toppin,
to be
completely honest.
Quickley, I forgot Quick.
I think the big thing here is, like, there's no way that we're going to get any kind of equal value for Mitchell Robinson that's not a draft pick. I'm seeing the chat talking about, the only way they'll make the deal is if it's a deal that's centered around Karl-Anthony Towns. Like, that's not happening.
No.
That's not happening. It's going to be a deal where it'll bring us a bevy of players and some draft picks, or just him and some other players for a draft pick this year, or maybe a draft pick
jump
future.
Up in the draft.
And like CP's been saying, I couldn't agree anymore. Like, at what point do we do something to upgrade? Or are we just going to keep – because that's the thing. That's what's next now. Like, this year has been great. This year is continuing to be great. But now it's about what is next. We have to make that next step, and we have to make the next right step. You know what I mean? Like, I understand nobody here wants to physically say ship off Mitchell Robinson. None of us are saying that. But at the same time, if we want to upgrade to then now take this next level, not just talking about playoffs and hoping we get to the second round, we want to talk about competing and stuff like that, you got to start making moves like this that 100%. Will then build the team that will solidify those guys that all the mainstream media believe in will one day sign with the New York Knicks. We got to make sure we have the infrastructure put together for that. And you know what? If it means that we got to make a tough decision like Mitchell Robinson. Like, you know, if it has to happen, it has to happen. I don't want him gone, but if it has to happen, it's got to happen because, like you just said, we don't have much else to be giving away because we're not going to be just giving away RJ Barrett for pennies. We're not giving away Julius Randle for pennies at this point. We got to, you know, Mitch Robinson, unfortunately, availability is a skill. And I don't know if he has it because this year alone, he's had two crazy, very bad injuries. Like Jay said, a foot injury for a 7-foot player is tough.
That is that's a huge injury. So I don't know, man. I think it's got to be time to consider that trade or consider any kind of conversations that circle around him.
And the interesting is that I see the chat saying, well, who benefits the game more, injuries aside? You can't put the injuries aside. That's the, again, yeah, that's going back to the game of basketball, because in a perfect world, obviously, we can go ahead and make sure Mitchell Robinson was never hurt. It's Mitch. He's the most beneficial to the team if you are in comparison to Noel. But unfortunately, your talent is only 50% of your value as a player. The other 50% is availability. How available are you for me to utilize your talent? That's the same conversation we used to have about Frank, especially earlier in the season. I said, well, how long are we going to give Frank to kind of get it together? If he's not playing, he's injured and he can't play. So his benefits and what he brings to the table is kind of thrown out the window if he's never able to bring it because he doesn't play. You know, it's that kind of a conversation, and that's the stuck conversation to have, because you know what somebody can do, but you also know on the other side of that they're never available to do so. And it could just be one of those seasons, like across the board for everyone, the COVID pandemic, everything, the condensed season, the quick turnaround, people are just getting injury prone. People are just getting injuries out of the woodwork. Like, it's just all over the league. Could just be a bad year for Mitch, and that is also a possibility. So you don't know until you know.
You don't get to make that prediction. You gotta live with the decision you make. You're worried about him long term, or you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's get to the phones. We got a lot of people on the phone, so let's table a conversation. Zion from Bay Area, what's going on, bro? How you feeling, bro? Yeah, that's what he said. It's Zion.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, bro? How you feeling, bro? Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah. I wanted to hear your opinions on this. Actually, first, shout out to CP. I saw your segment with Max. You did a great job.
Appreciate it, man.
Big thing coming your way. And Ashley, you always looking good, you know. Brighten up my day. Just saying. But, yeah. Thanks, anyways. I think looking at the Knicks right now, I think what we need is a playmaking guard, a closer, and an interior presence. I think Vooch was cooking us all night in the paint. You know, Noel's a great help defender, but I don't know if he's a good, you know, great post defender. And I think when Mitch comes back, that's going to be take care of a little bit. But one thing I want to focus on is the point guard issue. And I was thinking if we should pursue Lonzo in the free agency or try to look to draft, you know, our future guard in the draft, maybe try to trade up or something like that. So I want to hear what you guys think about that. You know, what are our options going into the future for our lead, you know, playmaking guard?
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Well, as CK said, and as it was announced earlier today, Josh Giddey is entering the draft out of the NBL, the Australian League, where LaMelo came out of. He's projected to go late teens, maybe early lottery. We'll see what happens as things shape up in the summertime, but he could be an option. Me personally, I'd want to see us start in the draft, see what options are out there. And then look to either free agency or trade. I think that's the most likely scenario. I mean, in terms of interior presence, I mean, look, yo, Vucevic is one of the most underrated stars in this league. There's no way around it. I've been watching this guy torch the Knicks for many a years now. Like I said, he was averaging 19 and 15 on them this year alone. Crazy, a guy that can play make, a guy that can score at all three levels. Just a beast. And like I said, I knew this was going to be a tough matchup for Noel one-on-one, just because Noel can't get physical with some of these bigger centers. But, you know, they try to hold their own. They try to double them. They try to triple them. And Vucevic still got it off, man. I think in the first half, he had a double-double. He finished with 26 and 18, 10 and 22 from the field. So Vucevic is just one of those tough covers, man. I'm not sure, you know, whether it was Noel or Mitch, I think they would have had a tough time on him. Although I think, you know, Mitch does a little bit better of a job on him. But, you know, maybe in the draft they get some more depth at the center position.
Yeah.
But Vucevic is just tough.
I like the idea of building through the draft first, because you don't have to alter the chemistry that you've created on your team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's one of the things that I believe, especially, that's why I say if it's not broke, don't fix it. I'm a firm believer, and I said this on the very first show that I was ever on, was that the Knicks need to go ahead and develop stability with the players, stability with the coaching staff, stability with the front office personnel. That is what it's been missing for so long. The culture of the New York Knicks has just constantly been a revolving door. So if you can go ahead and build through the draft and not have to even go ahead and change up anything you don't have to in terms of trading players away and getting other guys in and then going ahead and, you know, moving that door a little bit, even if it's just in the slightest way, then that's always beneficial. You know what I mean? That's always the move you want to make. Now, you don't always – you're not always able to fulfill every single need through the draft, and that is what the key that is what the difference is maker. That's why people end up either because they don't have draft picks or because they can't fulfill every need that they have through the draft, and that's why you go ahead and you start making these deals within the league. So if you can do it that way, do it. Right. If not, you know.
Facts.
16 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, 4 steals, and 2 blocks. That's Lonzo Ball's stat line tonight. I want Lonzo Ball as my point guard. 23 years old. I'm just yeah. So I gotta say, I 100% agree with you guys. Build through the draft, but I'm looking at wings. I want a wing. I don't think we're gonna find man in the draft. I get it. Like there are some good young point guards. I know people are really excited about Josh Giddey. If I could count the amount of times I've gone to DM saying, yo, CK, I know you like Lonzo, but you got to check out this Giddey guy. Like, I get it. I know who he is. I think he's good, too. He has a lot of potential. But at the same time, like, there's so many wings in this draft that I feel like we could strike gold with from Zaire. Like, I don't want – like CB said, I don't want to waste time talking about draft picks stuff like that when we're in the midst of making the playoffs right now. But right now, wings is just my main priority, and I'm not looking at us coming out of this draft with multiple rookies. I'm looking at a rookie because I think that we'll probably move up and get a solid wing for us in this draft. But as far as like point guard, unless we're moving up and getting Cade or Jalen Suggs, I don't see anybody on that point guard level where I want to take another shot in the dark and hoping that maybe we can get that point guard. I'm not doing it. Like, if it's not Jalen or Cade, give me any of these millions of wings that I feel like can be next level scorers and multi-talented players. So I'm looking at the wings in the draft, and then let's talk about free agency.
Agreed.
And then we've also talked about this in terms of the draft, is that the other side of that is that you have to have a staff that's willing to develop young players, because you're going to get guys that are coming in from the draft. Yeah. They're used to playing at a certain pace. They're used to playing with guys, you know, fellow college guys. It's a complete transition into the NBA, and a lot of rookies have a hard time making the transition. The rookie year tends to be just kind of all over the place. It's very rare that you get a rookie who's just ready to go from the jump. They always have something that they need to work on, if not multiple things. So that is also, are you okay with having another developmental year where necessarily you probably will still make the postseason because you have people like Julius Randle and RJ Barrett, Derrick Rose, quickly, who are now going to be going to their second, third, fourth, you know, et cetera years. So they'll be able to kind of lead that charge. But you also have to know that you're going to have guys who don't necessarily know what they're doing. And if you're okay with that, cool. Tibbs seems to kind of want everything right now.
Yeah, you got to be ready for Tibbs, man.
That's
the reason why these draft picks may not – they got 4 draft picks in this draft. And 4 of the draft picks are not going to get selected in this draft.
No way.
I can tell you that right now. So, and listen, there's a lot of people up in arms, you guys are trying to trade, Mr. Jazz is trying to trade. No, that's not what it's about. What you got to understand is in team building, all these guys are not going to be here. This is not just going to be, oh, we're building, we're winning, and these guys are just going to build their, you know, win their way into a championship. It doesn't work that way. This team, Tibbs, is trying to win. He's trying to upgrade the team. You heard him in the offseason talk about it. This is why they went after Gordon Hayward, but they didn't get him. They're trying to get the real pieces in here. So, yeah, Mitch could be a sacrificial lamb. It's very realistic. Everybody can't come. We had Alan Hahn on this show saying that there was rumors that they was ready to trade Mitch to Golden State for Wiseman. Those were real rumors because World Wide West or somebody on the staff wanted him. So that's very real.
Yeah, obviously, and it's important to just recognize that it's not about favorites. It's not about who you like. It's the beneficial. You can't play that game. Because if you play that game, you'll never get rid of anybody.
If that's the case, Toronto would have never got rid of DeRozan to get Kawhi Leonard. You know what I mean? It happens, man. We all like our players. We all like these guys. But when you're trying to win, sometimes you got to gamble. And it's realistic that if this team goes into the draft with late first-round picks, a guy like Mitch could be a sacrificial lamb. It's just possible. That's what we're talking about. This is a possibility.
That's all it is.
You know what I mean? All right, let's
just like Moses said, everybody can't come to the promised land.
Can't take you all.
I can't part the Red Sea with all y'all. I'm sorry. Some of you guys got to stay back in Egypt. I can't take you all.
Ash, who you want to shout out in the chat, man? We didn't do any chat shout outs today. Who you want to shout out in the chat?
Let me shout out my girl Cynthia Wolf holding it down
as always.
Let me shout out. Let's see. We got Frank Matos saying Lonzo with a bunch of basketball, so he's on the Lonzo Express with you as well. Shout out to Paul Robinson in the building. Shout out to Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, Staten Island, Manhattan, the Boogie Down Bronx, New Jersey, Connecticut, the whole tri-state. Shout out to all you guys rocking with us. All 1,700 people in the chat, hit that thumbs up, though, because I only see 911 likes. So that's not doing your job. And, yeah, let's start another win streak. I'm excited.
Let's do it. CK, you want to shout out, man?
Yeah, man. Shout out to Big Surge. I see him out there. Jay's official. You know, out here understanding what I'm trying to say. But, yeah, shout out to everybody in Secret Crew. You know what it is. I'm looking at a lot of people coming here hyped up about the win, even though we're talking about all these things. That's what I'm talking about. Mike Prince, I see you. Paul Robinson, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's most important. One tonight, and I love it. So shout out to the chat, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Shout out to everybody in the chat once again. I want to shout out Livingston Vernon checking in from Jamaica. The most Jamaican name is Livingston, people. Yes, sir, definitely. So big up Livingston. Big up Shamboy 72 Able, everybody out in Jamaica watching. Yeah, check the analytics, man. Jamaica is like right behind the Philippines in terms of viewers, man. Like Australia, Jamaica, Philippines, all hovering. Obviously, U.S. is a top. But
what about Barbados? Barbados is here, too. Tony Starks, a.k.a.
Yes, Tony Starks, baby. I was just responding to you,
What up, Iron Man? How you liking Barbados?
Damn, baby.
Yeah, man, salute to everybody in the chat once again, for sure. Cynthia did send a super chat. She said, shout out Knicks Fan TV squad and community. Y'all bring joy and a nice break from the real world. Respect. Mr. Durante says, CK, oh, no, not you too. No Mitch.
Oh,
so,
God.
Oh, look, Mr. Durante, man, I was trading Mitch last draft.
Welcome to the club, CK.
No, I've been there, man. I LaMelo Ball. I was training for LaMelo Ball already last draft.
He also says, I think he was talking to Jay from Florida. He says, get out of here with that RJ Mitch trade stuff. Time out for you. He says, CP, CK2K, Miss Lovely Ashley, lay off the Mitch stuff. And no more Obi stuff, Miss Moss. That's what he
said. I've been giving Obi his stuff.
Wow,
I literally started.
Nobody.
I literally started
today.
Off the show giving Obi his props.
Yeah,
we started
picked up
the show
Obi,
off
man.
That way.
They hear what they want to hear, man.
They hear what they want to hear, man. So let's go to the Discord. King Deej is with us. King Deej, what's going on, bro?
Oh, shout out to Westchester too. I'm sorry, y'all.
Westchester, what's good, man? King D's, you're live and direct on the Discord, bro. Are you up? He's on mute. Now he's off mute. He's trying to figure out the audio. King D's. Come on, D's. We waiting on you, man.
You're almost there.
Yo, can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Mic check.
Yeah, what's good, bro?
Yo, first off, hit that thumbs up button for the squad. You know what I mean? I got to salute y'all. Yeah. Salute y'all. Big up.
Oh, now we lost him. King D's.
Hello?
Yeah, you good now. You good now. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, this is going crazy tonight. But hit the thumbs up. Listen, man, I'm upset. They was on a playoff win.
Yeah.
I said this is playoff week.
Yeah.
You know, they was on a winning streak, so I was like, I'm not going to call. I think I'm bad juju if I call. So they lose to the Suns. I'm like, I'm not going to call. They win tonight, I'm like, I got to call. But I just got to get this off my chest before I say anything about the game.
Yeah.
This dude, like, I don't like coming at other people, other Knicks fans in the chat. But Jay, Debbie down to Jay wanted Isaac Okoro in the draft. I was talking Obi. He was killing people about Obi, killing people about Halliburton.
Hey, no Halliburton.
And RJ,
no
RJ is the second best player on a team that's the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference right now. And you want to trade, you want to drive him to JFK? Well, I'm from Shaolin, baby. I'll drive you across the Gatos to Newark, and I'll drop you in the river, bro. We're not doing that. We're not trading RJ, Randall, IQ. They are the complete three. Those three, untouchable. Going forward about the game itself, listen, man, Vooch is a problem. He's always been a problem.
Yeah.
He's always going to be a problem. But I think they held it down. No Zach LaVine, so it's going to be tough for them. They can't generate offense without that dude.
Yeah.
Going forward, because since we're speaking about this future stuff, I got to get this off my chest. And it's no disrespect to Mitch. I like Mitch. But There was a 7-footer here literally 5 years ago that couldn't stay healthy that everybody loved. And guess what happened? You traded him, and you got, like, you didn't get what you really wanted, but you got the money to get Julius Randle, and look who's blowing up. So the best available, or the best thing is to be available. And yep. Mitch, I mean, he's a second-round pick, bro. He's not available. He's always hurt, and he always gets hurt by, like, little things. And that's not a knock. I'm not knocking Mitch. I love Mitch.
Right.
But I get, like, if I could get a wing, like what CK said, like, I've been on the Lonzo bandwagon, but if we got to have a freaking salary free agency war to get Lonzo, then I'm all in for Josh Giddey. But guess what? You got your man B.J. Boston straight out of Kentucky who drops. Same, he might be a second-round pick. Right. You might get a wing and Josh Giddey and call it a day. You're not getting four people in this draft. So right. I just don't understand why people are so convinced that they got to stay, have everybody. You know, y'all got to have Frank. Y'all got to have Mitch. No, not everybody's here for the ride, bro. If they're going to do anything this summer, it's going to be to move up in the draft. And if they move up in the draft, guess who's going? Knox and Mitch. Those are the first two off the table. Next up is Obi and Frank off the table. So let's just be happy about right now. We could talk draft later. But y'all going crazy, man. Talk about I'm not trading Mitch, but y'all trade RJ. Like, what's going on, man? I don't like it. Keep doing your thing, man. We got a good – now, this is called the West one.
Yes, sir.
So now we got to – We started it off with Memphis, right? That's how this winning streak started, right? So we gotta go into Houston, no John Wall, easy dub. Then you got a back to back against Memphis, handle your business. And then once you see the Nuggets and the Clippers and that Phoenix team that's deadly, then we'll try to figure it out. I'm out, man. Stop doing this about RJ. I'm done with this.
Yo, Ari, loving
it. Me too. I'm with you, Ari. Good call.
I love the call. I don't good like call. The Obi. I don't like that he threw Obi with Frank. I don't know how I feel about that. But I agree with the caller. Everybody can go for the ride.
Everybody
can
go for the ride, man. Just because the team is winning, and listen, you got to make moves, man. It's realistic. It's not to dampen what's going on. Of course, you're proud and everything, but. You can't help but have an eye towards the future. And with the future in hand, you know, if you don't want to trade RJ, you don't want to trade you. Like, what are you trading to realistically give you a chance to win it all? That's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about being a four seed every year.
And I don't understand how people can go ahead and rally behind the KP trade, which you traded him for what reason, number one? Because he was injury prone. He couldn't stay healthy. Now that you see, now I'm not saying.
Well, they traded him to get two max contracts.
One of the reasons was you couldn't utilize him. You couldn't play him. Like, let's be honest. Like, the man had no durability. He's like freaking Mr. What's the guy? Mr. Glass, an unbreakable. Like, every time he steps on the court, he breaks something or he sprains something. You know what I mean? You're seeing it in Dallas. We tried to tell y'all.
Think he played. Did he play yesterday? He was on the injured list, I think.
The man rolls his ankle every other game. Yeah. It's out of control. Yeah. But the thing is like, we're not saying Mitch is injury prone. We're just saying that you're starting to see signs of that. So are you proactive or do you give him the benefit of the doubt? And that is that's why you pay those guys in the front office the big bucks. You roll the dice and wherever they fall, you deal with the repercussions of that. That's all we're saying. World, it's just a conversation.
Worldwide West ain't here for nothing. All right.
Worldwide West. Come on, make a move.
But for tonight, 113-94. We in it to win it. Sole possession of fourth place, and we're gonna take it. All right, let's see if C's is back ready. C's, are you with us, man? You live and direct. Are you good now?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, bro. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, man, I love this show. I'm calling from Charlotte, North Carolina.
No doubt, man.
You know, I moved up. Yeah, I moved to Charlotte when I was young, man. I always stayed a Knicks fan. But I'll get right to the point, man.
Yeah.
I'm loving what I'm seeing right now. I'm just wondering about, like, what are your thoughts about, like, you know, people like Bullock, Burks. Do you feel like they should be on the roster next season, or do you think that we should, like, probably, like, go ahead and, like, try to upgrade? Because I feel like those two right there, they're so underrated, and they, you know, bail us out of a lot of situations. We need shooters. So I feel like those two are must-have guys on the roster next season. But I just want to see what do y'all think about them.
Listen, I would – if you're going to upgrade and have those guys on the bench, I would love to have it if you could get them on the cheap. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for consistency, stability, and chemistry. Because somebody, a caller earlier mentioned that chemistry, and that chemistry is very evident, definitely with Randle and Bullock, with RJ Bullock, with RJ Randle. I think the chemistry is important. And with Bullock, you know, being a 3-and-D guy, now shooting more volume threes, he's become way more valuable in the starting lineup. Now, if you could bring that to the bench and get that dynamo that you're looking for, CK, at the three, now you're cooking. Now you have a formidable bench. Now you have solid vets coming off the bench to mix it with the young guys. Burks as well. I don't think they'll keep both. But I think if you're keeping one of them to keep them on the bench, yeah, I'd be all for that. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right, let's go rapid fire. Let's go Jack from Brooklyn. What's going on, man?
Yo, what's up? What's up? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, bro. How you doing, man?
Yo, what's good? What's good, CK? I love that background, boy.
What's going on? See me, man?
Gosh, what's going on? I just got a few points just to hit. I really want to know why Peyton gets more minutes than Frank.
Oh, because he's a better point guard than Frank. That's easy, bro. He's a better point guard than Frank, bro.
Barely.
Bro. Frank has never played point guard all year unless it was injuries, bro. I told y'all that, man.
Oh, man.
I told y'all from when training camp started that Frank was not going to be there. Bro,
at least Frank always going to have lockdown defense.
Yeah, but he can't play the point, bro.
Peyton just happens to be there. Peyton just happens to be there. But anyways, I love this playoff push what we're about to have quick. That's my last point. I love this playoff push we're about to have. But somebody needs to bring Tibbs here. That's where Ashley might come into play.
Wait. Somebody needs to do what with Tibbs?
Braid his hair for the playoffs.
I heard something completely different. I heard something different, and I heard that's where Ashley comes in. I said, whoa.
This wasn't on the Manscaped ad. I lost him. I didn't know what was going on. He said braid his hair. I don't know.
I heard something different, and then I heard that's where Ashley comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I heard Tibbs blank. That's where Ashley comes in.
Yeah. That's where
I said, what am I signing up for? I don't want no parts of that.
I don't know, man. But, Frank is not the point guard, man. Frank is the emergency point guard. And that's that, you know? I don't want
to
talk about
Frank. He was trying to say who was a better point guard?
Right. That Frank was a better point guard than Peyton. Listen, Peyton is what he is. He has his faults, but no, I'm not. Salute to the Frank Hive. You know, no disrespect. Frank,
what's
Frank,
up? We know you're here.
Yes, we know you're here. Hello.
I mean,
welcome.
He perhaps could be if you ever got to watch him play. Frank, I just don't know.
There's a reason he hasn't been.
Yeah, I don't know if you can make that assessment based on what you've seen.
No.
I don't.
Frank is never going to be the point guard of the Knicks. Let's just be real. We'll be lucky if we see him here next year. You know what I'm saying? That's just reality. So, he's situational. And if he gets in, if he gets his opportunities, you got to make the best of it. So that's how he's being used. He's being used strictly as a defensive specialist. He's situational, completely situational. So let's see. All right, a couple more calls before we wrap. Let's go to Darnell from Illinois. Darnell, what's going on, man? You a new caller, bro?
This is my second time calling, man.
Okay, how you doing, man?
Yeah. I'm doing pretty good, man.
I remember.
I like to tell you guys, I'm a Bulls fan, but I'm a converted Knicks fan.
Oh,
ouch.
Cool. Wait.
You just tried to brush
wait.
Over that.
Wait, I don't remember this at all.
Yeah, slow down. Wait, huh? So wait. You're a Bulls fan,
I do remember.
But you converted to a Knicks fan. So who are you rooting for in this game tonight?
I was rooting for the Knicks.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting.
So you're no longer a Bulls fan.
I can't say that. I'm still.
Yeah, I was gonna say how long removed,
bro. With the Knicks. I'm with the Knicks now.
All right. Well,
he's a Bulls supporter, but a Knicks fan.
Right,
is that what you're saying?
Right.
Ashley, you know about that.
No, he.
I know about that. Yeah. But you know what the difference is? I was offered a job by the team.
I could.
They paid my salary for a few years. So.
Wait, go ahead, Darnell. Go ahead.
if we can get more pick and rolls with Randall and Rose when they're in the game instead of, you know, Randall going one-on-one and then he getting double.
Yeah.
They do some pick and rolls with Rose and Randall. He kick it out to Randall. Then Randall be open for the three or Rose can penetrate and kick it out, too. What do you guys think about that?
I absolutely agree, man, and I think it's going to be even more critical in the playoffs to get Julius some better looks the way he doesn't have to create for himself all the time. And I think that's where – that's part of, you know, the disappointment with Peyton's play, especially from a facilitation standpoint, was that last year he was much better. And you know, last year the chemistry with Julius, the tunnel vision with him and Julius in the two-man game was way better. But now it just seems Peyton is just...
Hey, one more thing, too. When we played against Phoenix, you know, that they went small.
Yeah.
They had, like, three perimeter players in there, and Rand Julius couldn't keep up with those guys. That's why they was getting all them open threes.
Yeah.
I was wondering if we can go small, take Nolan's out and put Randall at the five and bring another perimeter player in to keep up with those with the guards and the wings.
That was my matchup to look at, man. Appreciate the call, Darnell. It was that Cam Johnson, those smaller bigs. It was Phoenix. It was Julius Gardner, man. That was what I was looking at, and it hurt us in that fourth quarter. But we haven't seen that much of it this year. Really very little of it, of Julius playing at the five. And so I don't know. Maybe that's not something that Tibbs believes in. You know?
I'm not a fan personally, so I'm not complaining about it. I'm not a fan of Julius playing the five, even in the small line. I just not really. Yeah. I'm not all aboard for that one.
Depends on the matchup, man. Just depends on the matchup. But I knew that Phoenix matchup was gonna get tough. I knew that was gonna get tough for him defensively. So we'll just have to see how we match up. You know, when we had Meta World Peace on the show, Ash, he said he's going big no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So, you know. And that's NBA play. So everybody's got their different philosophies, man. We'll just have to see how it plays out. In the playoffs. This team is going to the playoffs, man. Unbelievable. Crazy. Cannot believe it.
What a time.
What a time, man. I can't believe we're really saying that, but I'm happy.
Knicks won. The Yankees won tonight.
Yeah, Yanks won. Yanks always beat up on Baltimore, so that's good. And then we got the draft tomorrow, so things are looking up. All right, a couple more calls before we wrap. Let's hear from – all right, the Discord is done with. Appreciate that. Appreciate everybody for calling in. So let me sign out the Discord. For those of you that haven't jumped on the Discord, please do so. It's definitely a great conversation. A lot of great conversations going on in there to be had. And you can also call in. You heard my guy Faisal from Saudi Arabia checking in, calling in. So we definitely want to hear from all of our international fans via the Discord. It's a way for you to do that for free. And we appreciate you. Let's go to Hawaii. B. Moore, what's going on, bro?
Hey, what's up, man? It's been a long time. Sorry, bro.
Man. B. Moore, you gotta check your phone because you're coming in kind of low. Go ahead again.
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, better. That's better now. That's better now.
Okay, bet. I just want to say sorry, man. It's been a long time. I've been. I'm almost full time. I'm almost working full-time student. And I was going to say the timing difference in Hawaii is an excuse, but I guess not since all these people from Jamaica and Saudi Arabia are calling.
Yeah, you got no excuse, man. You got no excuse, B-Moore. You got to tap in, bro. School can wait, man. We're going to the playoffs, man.
Come on, man.
I know. Last time I called, we weren't losing. But anyway, since the last time, what a turnaround. And I want to say Reggie Bullock has become kind of like a Danny Green type of player for us, and I love it. And how about Obi, man? His confidence, you can see him. He's just playing now. You know, before, he was so tentative out there. You know, he looked like he had to use the bathroom every single time he got the ball or anything. And then on top of that, I just want to get your guys' opinion about Elfrid. You know, I know what Tibbs says about his defense, and I do think he's a great on-ball defender. His off-ball defense can be bad. But, offensively, skill-wise, I think it's safe to say he's probably the least skilled offensive starting point guard in the league. And I think this team is going to get a lot better once we find a more serviceable guy. So shout-out to CK, man, because I 100% agree. If it's for the right price, Lonzo is perfect. And last thing is just, RJ Barrett, man. You know, I called before a long time ago saying – he got so much to work on. He just has so much. But if he keeps improving at this rate, man, sky really is the limit. And, you know, you compare him to Jaw. I mean, I'm not saying he's Jaw yet, but, I mean, that's a conversation that you could have, especially in a couple years. I think he's going to be the second best player from this draft. I really do. That's pretty much it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, man. Take care, man. Go ahead and get your school on, bro. Make sure you tap in with us, man. Make sure you call in, and we got to take a break from the study, man. We here, bro.
Appreciate it.
All right. Be more from Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha.
Yeah, aloha. And all that, you know? Yeah, man. Great show. Great show indeed. 113-94. Headed out west.
Woo-hoo.
Headed here it out comes. West. All right, so let's...
Road trip.
Let's check in on the schedule here. Yeah, would have been nice to things wasn't so crazy outside. Would have been nice to check one of these games, man. H-Town would have been live. Let's check the schedule.
I might go to that one. I haven't decided.
Yeah, it'd be a good one, man. H-Town would be a good look. H-Town is wide open. We know that. yeah. So
I'm gonna be at the Clippers one. So
is Miami. So
yeah, that's a fact.
Not like right.
It's not like I'm starving to be outside.
Yeah, that is a fact. Already. Man. Oh wait a minute, we were just about to close the show. We can't close the show without the closer.
Yay!
Now, here
we're running up on time. We're running up on time, but we gotta get Jay Boogie in here. J Boogie, we got to get a quick one in here because we got to get the replays going in under. We got to get in on the 2 hours. So let's get him in here. The closer, a.k.a. the mayor of New York. I mean, J Boogie took over on the streets of New York on Monday night. It was J Boogie City Monday night, man. J Boogie, what's good, bro?
Oh man, I just had a bad dream. Oh man, they still snoring on us. They sleeping on us. They don't believe. We about to get ready to go on this road trip right now. But every time something going, somebody's always talking about schedule. We can't beat this team. We can't beat that team. Every time you turn around. Was it 10 in a row? Forget 10 in a row. We still got 10 out of 11. That's 10 and 1. How about that? How about the 10 inside the 35? How about this? We going into the playoffs? How about all that? How about celebrating something? How about turning up for your team? How about putting a pat on the back? How about being appreciative of what we're doing right here? How about representing that orange and blue to the fullest? Big up. Hit them like buttons. And when you hit them like buttons, I ain't talking about hitting that yellow thumbs up. Hit that like button up for real, man. Appreciate the team, man. Salute. Great night the other night. I had a chance the first time really to sit down and talk to my man, the GM. Yeah, the general manager. CP, you looking at him. Yeah. At the same time, salute to my brother right there. Salute to my man, CK2K. And salute to the young Kim Fields. That's right. That's the squad. Salute to the Super Dave. Yeah, that's the squad. And you know who I am? The closer. Yeah. That's right. Salute. Big up, man. We get ready to get this 3-day rest. Fall down for a minute. Catch a break. Get some wind. You know what I'm saying? Get some healing. You know what I'm saying? Marvin Gaye. They get some rest and healing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Chuck D, your godfather, the James Brown of the rap. Had a chance to sit down and build with that brother. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. What a wonderful night. We still won that night. A lot of people was thinking like it was an L. No, we don't take L's. We take lessons, and we take them, and we flip them over. You know what I'm saying? That's what is about to happen. We get ready to flip this Phoenix game. Y'all remember the same situation happened to Dallas. So what? I see you again on the West Coast. Yeah, Booker, you had a good time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, CP, you had a good 4 minutes out of 48. But that's okay. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? With Julius having a bad game, RJ having a bad game, and Burks wasn't in, you know what I'm saying? And y'all just barely won that game. That's okay. I got some for you on this trip. We got 9 games left. And with 9 games left, we are not talking about lottery. We are talking about the top eight, man. Top I told eight. Y'all he before, but y'all didn't want to say the P word. The top eight. We are in business, man. We are solidified. We are completely an organization to be proud of, man. shout out to James Dolan, and shout out all the way down to Leon Pinson. Everything else in the middle has been doing what they got to do. I told you, this is a house that's been built. You got to have the mortar. Then you got to have the cement blocks. Then you have to have the bricks. And that brings together a house, man. And when I say a house, I'm talking about Good Time, John Ames, Vaughn Evans. I ain't talking about the Cosby Show, because they was born to already have it. I'm talking about the good times when you have to struggle to make it through the day and come out peaceful at the end of the day and lay down and be happy. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about waking up and everything is already spoon-fed. I don't need a spoon-fed. That thing is out there. So don't use spoons. You're supposed to use plastic containers right now. You know what I'm saying? When you drink out that cup, don't drink out that cup in the store. You use a straw. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on right here, man. I gotta say special love. All the ones that's out there suffering right here, right now, throughout this day and time, you know what I'm saying? I want you to know that Knicks Fan TV, we care, we love, and we appreciate all y'all support, all y'all watching, all y'all following, all of y'all tuning in and late at night, staying up extra night, knowing you got to go to work in the morning. We appreciate it, man. We're doing it for you. We're doing it for the orange and blue, man. We love y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. Stay healthy. Stay safe. Protect yourself. Love your loved ones. Fathers, keep fathering your kids. Mothers, keep mothering your kids. Fathers and mothers, keep staying married. Keep taking that home, man. Appreciate it, man. A lot of things happened the other night, and I was appreciated, man, knowing that my voice could carry over and inspire somebody else, you know what I'm saying, in life. That made me feel great, man, for me to come home from prison and be out here and doing the right thing in life and being able to being an inspiration to somebody's life that I don't even know. And then to be able to go to a basketball game, I ain't even really enjoy the game. I had so many people coming at me. I was more focused on trying to show the other people love, appreciate it. I was happy. And I give all that grace and that thanks, you know what I'm saying, to CP for making me this man who I am today. I don't even know this person. So I'm letting y'all know right now, all y'all that have been just trying to snatch me up, get me to go here, go there. I ain't going nowhere. I'm loyal. That's what a Knicks fan is about. You got to be loyal. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing you learn about being a Knick. I'm loyal. I'm staying right here. Knicks Fan TV. This is my family. I love y'all. Everybody, have a great morning. Wake up tomorrow. Go get your money. If you ain't going to work, stay at home. Don't go outside. That thing is out there. It's not racist. It don't care who you are, what color you are, what city you're from, what state you're from, man. Peace. Y'all have a great morning. I love y'all. See y'all on the West Coast trip, because we out from the East.
Let's go. J Boogie, throw a 5 in the chat. Throw a 10 in the chat.
Listen, if that's not a sermon, that the church said amen.
Let's go.
Okay, I need J Boogie to come out with his own line of, like, wake-up alarm sounds.
Facts.
Like, I need him. You know how they have the fitness thing, the mirror that you can train with your trainer? I need him to make a line of bathroom mirrors that when I wake up and brush my teeth every morning, he's giving me a pep talk. Like, you can go do this. You go out there and be great today. 100%. Shake the world. You know what I'm saying?
100%. And, like I said, man, we appreciate you, J Boogie, man. Definitely appreciate you. Monday was epic. If we would have gotten a W, it would have been pandemonium on the streets of NYC, man. We would have taken over the whole city, but it was meant to be that way, man. And Knicks Fan TV After Dark was special, special moment with J Boogie. If you guys didn't see that, I threw that up on the channel as well. Yeah. My man from Orlando. You know, we're just connecting people. That's just what it's all about. It's bigger than the team. It's bigger than the wins and losses. It's a community of fans, and we're really just connecting. And that's what I love to do. I've always been connecting people, even before this. So just using this platform to do it globally is even more special. And J Boogie called it. He called in. I was trying to get his attention, TK. I was trying to let him know he said top 8. But I could only imagine that he was literally screaming in the phone, not even listening. But it's all good. Yeah. He said he called it months ago. He said, "Are we in the top 8? We're going to finish in the top 8. And I probably laughed it off, like, you know. Probably not. And now we're the top 8, man. So, hey, man, speak it into existence. That's the lesson right there. Speak it into existence, man.
The secret.
Yeah, absolutely. So, definitely appreciate J Boogie. Appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. Sunday, I'm trying to find my outro music at. I'm trying to find my outro.
Sunday is H-Town, baby.
No,
capital of America.
Yeah, no John Wall.
next to Tampa, Miami, and Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm about to say Atlanta in there too.
Yeah, no John Wall, but that's the game we need. Memphis, like I said, they're going to be hungry. We got to get on them. And, yeah, man, great, great job by this team. I can't find my outro, so I'm going to just go with
just beatbox.
Yeah, I might as well. I might as well. No, I found it. All right, CK, go ahead and sign out, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm going to keep it short because, like you said, we got running low on time, but you know what it is. We won our game tonight. That's all I care about. Let's keep it going. The six-game stretch we got, I'm excited about it, but you know what it is. Find me everywhere at CK2K. That's here, Twitter, Instagram, wherever the case may be. Follow your boy, and let's get another one. Let's keep it going. Sir. 9 games left.
Ashley?
As usual, you guys can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Ash Nicole Moss. I appreciate all the messages you guys send me after Sports Illustrated, SNY. You know I try to always hold it down and represent Knicks Nation on everything that I do, whether it's national, whether it's regional. So I appreciate you guys rocking with me. And I'm always going to give Robin the smoke when it comes to the Knicks, all right? Because he doesn't believe, but I'm going to make him believe. Don't worry. And we'll be back on Sunday to see you guys after that H-Town win. I'm calling it. I'm calling my shot, Babe Ruth style. We're getting that done.
Let's go. Let's go, let's go. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up on the Feast Squad. 113-94. Knicks get it before they get out west. Solo possession of fourth place. Definitely proud of the effort. 5-1 in a homestand. So definitely great effort by the team. Remember, the show's available in audio podcast format. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. All the main ones on the Knicks Fan TV. So no excuse to miss it. Catch up, you know, this week we got a couple days off. Make sure you catch up on some of the content, man. My interview with Dr. Dick Barnett, fantastic. Knicks Fan TV After Dark, all the live streams. The Jay Boogie finally making his debut. Make sure you guys check that. There's a playlist, Knicks and Phoenix playlist, that has all the content there, including the last post game live with CK, Ashley, and Alex as well. CP versus Max Kellerman on ESPN. I got the latest one up there. There's a playlist out there for you as well, so make sure you guys are checking that out. And, yeah, man, definitely want to shout out some more super chats that came in. Let me catch up. Sam says, realistically speaking, what star can we get? What would the package consist of? We need a point guard and a skilled perimeter wing. I don't know. I'm still thinking of a Beal trade could be had maybe next year, the year after that. That's what I'm thinking right now. But you never know who shakes loose or who becomes available. But definitely do need an upgrade at the point guard and the wing, no doubt. I got Kenny Bales, Flow Hypnotic, appreciate it. Boston Knicks, as we all have to acknowledge, the most important part of the entire game, Theo Pinson sighting we hear, hashtag All72. Chuck D says, playoffs are another radiation. Taj, Rose, Tibbs were a decade younger, hit hard by it. Like Isaiah said, it's not a matter of skills, it's a battle of wills. Chemistry and system, believe, will cover up flaws. Jeffrey Vasquez says, send Papa Left track to the moon. That track is tough. Salute to the squad. Yeah, now I got to hear that after this. Salute to Papa Left, fam, for putting in that effort. Definitely appreciate it. Iconic TV says, shout out to the homie Nerlens Block Passé. That's an ill nickname, Ash. Block Passé, Noel.
That's actually pretty dope.
That's hard. Like that's dope. Hard. My guy can't come catch a cold, but he could send him back. Salute Iconic TV. That was ill. Tony
he's
B.
The carrier of the virus.
Tony B. says, OJ Simpson. All right, so he's referring to one of the Simps. Maybe it was Angel. Blood of the Panda says, Obi's coming. No, he isn't trade bait. He will be Julius's replacement after his prime. Remember who told y'all he was coming first? Obi Avengers. Hashtag Obi Avengers. Trickster Barber says, client of mine has been working with the Garden. Interviews and footage of the showdowns at the Garden coming soon. Kobe, I know, is one of them. Original plan is to bring energy to New York before the win streak. Huge for free agency. All right, so it sounds like they're cooking. Eric Booker says, would not be shocked if the Knicks go 5-1 on this upcoming trip. And Nick Wright is a bum. Yeah, he's definitely a bum. He has no idea what he's talking about. The Knicks, heard him some Randall slander, but he's not even worth the time. Carlos Pena says, yo, what's the percentage of Quickly's points are in the fourth quarter? Seems like he's always scoring in the final quarter. Fourth in the East, peace. Quickly had 11 of his 13, I believe. 11 points in 6 minutes. Paul Robinson is the first person to ever claim James Dolan as his mans. He's talking about tape in Florida. Cynthia, appreciate it. Mrs. Arantia read that. JJ Blake, what are the chances we can get Mike Conley Jr. in the summer? Do you think he'd be a good fit? Well, I don't know, man. That all depends on if they want to get him. I'd like to go younger and look for more future pieces, but he's playing well for Utah right now.
What's on his name? The Oscar winning.
Oh, yeah, Oscar winning. Oscar winning, man, definitely. I gotta see that movie. Jean-Marc says, we need a wing, a center, a point guard. Lonzo's my anointed PG. Magnus Magnuson says, biggest problem getting ball is what are we going to do with Peyton? Well, he's only on a one-year deal, so he's gone. Well, appreciate you, Magnus. He's out there in Iceland. Sends us an Iceland super chat. Mr. Durante says,
joining, man.
Usually the lovely Miss Moss is on Obi. Not today, though. My mistake. David Claudio, not everyone can come for the ride, but with Embiid and Gobert and AD, every team absolutely needs a center. Just saying, Mitch is that dude. Hashtag Big 15. Citrine Vibes, NYK. Citrine Vibes also says for closer, and he also says this ain't lottery, we in business. And that's the show, people. See you guys Sunday night, Knicks versus Rockets post game. Be safe out there. Jay Boogie, appreciate you.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.